you know, ending the season closer to 500 is always, you know, positive, because, you know, going into the off season, you can talk about, you know, that you're close, you know, or you're closer. So, you know, it's, you have to find things, you know, to become positive, because it's so easy to dwell on the negative, you know, and you can't do that. You have to find a positive.
Eli said yesterday that he thought winning these two games could erase some of the bad memories of 2013. I mean, is that sort of what you're saying? And obviously, there's, you know, a lot of bad memories from 2013.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's bad memories, and it's going to be bad memories with this year. But we have to keep from making more, you know. We have to try to end it, you know, without, you know, putting any more bad performances out there, you know, anything else to, you know, at least show some fire, show some pride, show something.
From a player's perspective, is it kind of hard toward the end of the season when sometimes fans almost root for a better draft pick at that point? And I mean, how do you view that kind of balance?
You really don't pay attention to it too much, because, you know, you just do your job. You go out there and, you know, you do what you're supposed to do, what you're coached to do, and, you know, like I said, try to win. You know, you don't focus on that. You know, fans are going to have their perspective, you know, and, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. They're fans. You know, they root for different things and they focus on different things. But, you know, for us, our job is to go out there and play the best game we can on Sunday and try to win.